Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Job.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Job.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. I am him. I am he. I am it. I am them. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, just being a part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Mostly with me, I hope. If you're listening, I hope you're paying attention. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of it. Now listen, you know, we're election season is about to break loose here. And you need to get involved. You need to engage. You need to make sure that you're supporting people, you're working with people that are actually on the same page, not just saying they are. You need to make sure they are. Otherwise, it's all pretty useless. Okay? I mean, you're going to work for these people and get them on the network and say, oh my God, what did I do? What happened? How did I get nailed like this? Seriously, no joke. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I very much appreciate what's going on. Now, I got to tell you, if we don't, like in L.A. County, we're going to lose again. You need to know, we need to hear, we need to take the time to understand, to do the work it takes to understand what's going on. And then speak up, and then push back. Finally, though, you're hearing from, I talked about this in a little bit, you're hearing from more and more and more doctors and scientists pushing back on all the, yeah, you're going to hear me say it, COVID garbage. Real scientists, people that are in it every day. Your article goes on to say the calls and the text messages are relentless on the, and on the other end are doctors and scientists at the top levels of the National Institute of Health, Food and Drug Administration, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and they're all frustrated at various levels. Right? They're exasperated. They're alarmed about the direction of the agencies to which they have devoted their career. Can you imagine that? Now listen, I'm too stupid to know better. You guys are edumacated. My wife will tell you, I get pretty stubborn at times to a fault. Well, a lot of times. But if I believe I'm doing the right thing for somebody, if I believe I'm doing the right thing for an organization, I'm sticking with it. And you can't lie about this stuff. You're screwing with people's lives here. And you know, these guys are worried they're going to lose their grants. They're worried they're going to lose their paychecks. They're worried they're going to lose their jobs. Well, then so be it, huh? As long as you do it as a big group, you will draw attention to it. One doctor says, it's like a horror movie. I'm being forced to watch. I can't close my eyes. That's a senior FDA official. People are getting bad advice, and we can't say anything. Now, that doctor, he was referring to two recent developments inside the agency. First, how with no solid clinical data, the agency authorized COVID vaccines for infants and toddlers. These were for those people who already had COVID. Now look, I took science 101 in school. We got medical information. We were actually educated back then, unlike now. Infants have no immune system, so what will this vaccine do for them? How will it help them? Right? Aren't the vaccine supposed to work with your immune system to fight enough? There's nothing there. And then they're pushing for people who already had COVID to be, why? You already have the antibodies to fight it off. It already fought it off once. And what they're finding is that people that got the shot after they got COVID already, it may have done more harm than good. The doctor is livid that they're pushing this on infants and little kids. Go on to say that the NIH, doctors and scientists, have been complaining of the low morale, lower staffing. The NIH Vaccine Research Center has had many of its senior scientists leave over the last year, including the director, deputy director, chief medical officer. They have no leadership right now. Suddenly, there's a bunch of job openings. Hey, if you're looking for work, there's a place to go. Especially if you're on the left. I mean, why not? One NIH scientist told the reporter that people who spoke to other people spoke would only agree to be quoted anonymously, so they still don't want to truly step up. If 200 or 300 of these people would step up and make sure it was known, you'd hear about it. There'd be no way to hide it. The CDC has experienced a similar exodus. There's been a large amount of turnover. Morale there is also low. One high-level official at the CDC said that things have become so political that, what are we doing here? What are we here for? We're not practicing medicine, we're practicing politics. One fellow said, I used to be proud to tell people I work at the CDC. Now I'm embarrassed to say it. As well he should be. Joe Messina, your host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and
exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. I know you can. We can pull this off together. But truly, no, seriously, be part of the solution. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting to you. Listen, head over to MyPillow.com. I know, but I'm good with this. I'm okay with this. Right? When I head over to MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell has gone out of his way to help out people like me. Right? He's been beating his brains out to make sure that people like me have a place to go. to go ahead and I'd say make money, to generate revenue. How's that? I mean, some of you don't like that terminology. But no, seriously, to generate revenue. Because what do you want to call them, social media platforms? More of a joke. But the social media platforms have not allowed us to be able to raise money. And it's wrong. So wrong. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're listening. You're writing me notes. Now, when you go to MyPillow.com, on the way out, use promo code Joe. Because here's the deal. If you use promo code Joe, you'll get anywhere from 50 to 60% off. Some of it are going to be 2-for-1s. Right? Nothing wrong with that. You make some decent money that way. At least I think you will. So stay involved. Get engaged. Get informed. So we don't have this problem. All right. We're talking about the CDC scientists and doctors that were running away from the CDC, running away from these organizations involved or agencies involved with the government. No. I told you about this earlier. I'm just irritated by this no end. So when these people are involved in this and they've seen this exodus, mass exodus, if you would. Come on, stop jumping around. It's like a horror movie to watch all this happening, said one doctor. The doctors, I guess at the CDC and the NIH, they're kind of mumbling among themselves how bad it is. How low the morale is there. So the long answer, or a longer answer, to why they're so embarrassed, why they're so upset, that the heads of their agencies are using weak or flawed data to make critical, important public decisions. These decisions are being driven by what's politically palatable to the people in Washington, or to the Biden administration, for that matter. They have a myopic focus on the virus instead of overall health. They're not thinking of everything. They're so laser-focused on trying to take out the virus, or what they believe would take out the virus. And nowhere has the problem been clearer, or the stakes been higher, for that matter. Especially with the public policy. And you know, it's all over the place. It's not like it's anywhere in particular, like you can wrap your arms around and say, this is what they are everywhere with this. You know, they demanded that children be masked in schools. We're seeing that now. It didn't take years. It didn't take 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 12 years. No, no, no. We're seeing it now where kids are having speech impediments on a larger scale than ever before. You can't blame it on anything else but the mask wearing. The agencies were all wrong. Compelling studies later found that schools that masked children had no different rates of transmission. For social linguistic development, children need to see faces and others. Right, then next came school closures. The agencies were wrong again, and they were catastrophically wrong. The poor and minority children suffered learning loss at an amazing 11-point drop. Right, 20% drop in math scores. Then they ignored national immunity. Wrong again. The vast majority of children have already had COVID, but it's made no difference to these blanket mandates. And now by mandating vaccines and boosters for young, healthy people, there's no data to support it. The agencies are further pushing public trust away. One CDC scientist said that her shame and frustration about what happened to American children during the pandemic because the CDC failed to balance the risks of COVID with other risks that come from closing schools. She said, think about learning loss, mental health, exasperations. They were obviously early on and got worse as the days went on. An official at the FDA put it this way. I can't tell you how many people at the FDA have told me I don't like any of this, but I need just to make it to my retirement. Remember what I told you guys. Remember how I told you this was happening all over the place. I just need to finish my job. I just need to get my kid through college. And then what are you going to do? You know what you're going to do? You're going to do nothing. Because you wouldn't take the chance before. What makes me believe for a second you're going to take a chance this now? Right? Anyway, you know, it's just amazing. Right now, the internal crisis of these agencies are focused on one issue above all. Why did the FDA and the CDC issue strong blanket recommendations for COVID vaccines for children? It made no sense to them. As doctors, it made absolutely no sense to them. And then 3 weeks ago, the CDC vigorously recommended the mRNA COVID vaccine for 20 million children under 5. Again, made no sense, followed no CDC guidelines, nothing. Right? Then they were talking about giving it to kids 6 months and older. Again, no testing. No anything. So when you say I'm an anti-vaxxer, no, I'm a pro-science guy, right? I want to see the science behind it. I want to see what it does or doesn't do. You know, I mean, you see these sweeping recommendations almost with no conclusive data. Right? You use a three-dose vaccine to 992 children between the ages of 6 months and 5 years. Pfizer found no statistical significant evidence of vaccine efficacy. Pfizer found it. Not somebody else. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Europe's heat wave continues as it stretches into Britain and fuels wildfires in Spain and France. The weather's so severe in the UK that train operators warn it could warp the rails. It's just as hot stateside from Montana to the prairies and down to Texas. Tony Fracasso, a forecaster with NOAA's Weather Prediction Center, tells News Nation that temperatures are well over 100 degrees in those sections and will stay that way for a while.
By the end of the week, it gets slightly cooler, but it's only maybe around 100 to 105, still above normal, still possibly breaking some daily records, and it's just persistent all the way through at least Sunday.
At least 35 million people are under some form of heat alert. The losing continued on Wall Street Monday, the Dow losing 216 points. The NASDAQ was down 92 points, the S&P 500 off by 32. This is USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
How dare you say that? Jump to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Don't make believe you're part of the solution. Be part of the solution. And you know what I mean by that. I'm not going to be my brain out going over and over and over and over again. All right? You simply get informed. Then you engage. Then we'll make things happen. You know, really, it becomes a lot easier once you've got the information, you can go alongside and help out. If I'm having to look back all the time and tell you, no, that's not it, this is it. You know what I'm saying? All right, we're gonna have some, I don't even know, can you call it fun? We're going to have some TikTok fun, too, in a little bit. I'm sorry, I can't go at night without doing it. You have to be just as entertained as I am with this stuff. You have to be. All right. We're talking about the doctors who pretty much had it with this craziness. All right. And if you, again, Charlotte, this is Pfizer coming out with their own information. This is not like another group came out with it. This is them from within telling you what's going on. So Pfizer's three-dose vaccine, they gave it to 992 children between the ages of 6 months and 5 years. Pfizer found no statistically significant evidence of vaccine efficacy. In a subgroup of children aged ages 6 months to 2 years, the trial found that the vaccine could result in a 99% lower chance of infection, but they also found they also could have a 370% increase chance of being infected. In other words, Pfizer reported a range of vaccine efficiency so wide that no conclusion could be inferred. None. Don't you love it? I mean, they can't even guarantee, they can't even prove that this will work. No reputable medical journal would accept such a sloppy, incomplete results, these doctors said, with such a small sample size. These results should have given pause to all of those in charge of our public health. It's not right. You come on. You know it's not right. Even on the left, it has got to cause you pause. Really? Now, Pfizer's vaccine efficiency, I'm going to leave it at that, in healthy young children, one high-level CDC official said, whose expertise is in evaluation of clinical data, joked, you can inject them with it or squirt it in their face. You'll get about the same result. Now, Moderna results, it conducted a study of 6,300 children, almost 6,400 actually, with two doses. They didn't have much of a better effect. Right? A bunch against asymptomatic infections, it claimed a very weak vaccine efficacy of just 4% in children. Right? These are kids aged 6 months to 2 years. It also claimed an efficacy of 23% in children between 2 and 6 years old. So nothing. You've got nothing. You've got nothing from the CDC. You've got nothing from the people who make it. You've got nothing from the NIH that concludes or has proven that this actually works. And how long does it give you protection, you say? Well, we know from data in adults, it's generally a matter of months. It seems criminal that we put the recommendation to give mRNA COVID vaccines to babies without good data. We really don't have what the risks are. So you have to ask yourself, why are they pushing so hard? Right? One CDC physician was outraged that they didn't follow basic protocols. He doesn't understand it. A high-level FDA official felt exactly the same way. He went on to say that the public has no idea how bad this data really is. There's almost no other area where this would pass muster, where they would allow this to go forward. He claims it's a slap in the face of science. And it explains why only 2% of the parents and children under age 5 have chosen to get the COVID vaccine. 40% of parents in rural areas say their pediatricians did not even recommend the COVID vaccine. They're not caught up in all this craziness. Right? This is the first time the COVID vaccine recommendations based on little evidence, if none, have been pushed through these agencies, though. See, it's sad. We're there. I never thought we'd get this far along. It's more about the money than it is about the safety of the people. It's more about the money. They're even throwing your kids to the wolves. That's where we're at now. You've seen this happen throughout the decades. I'm not going to be one of those dark, dark hidden agenda guys. But when you look at what these people are doing as a whole, they want to control your children. They want to sow doubt and fear in the kids. This is why in California they're going to allow 12-year-olds to decide whether they get injected or not. 12-year-old doesn't have the ability to make that decision. They don't have the ability to make the decision to have sex, to have an abortion, to get these shots. When did that happen? Once you allow them to drink at 12, are they too young to make that decision? Or how about marijuana? Give them the right to make to go out and buy. Why does everything must be over 18 or 21 to do this? Knock it off. Don't do it anymore. You realize what an abortion would do to a 12-year-old, and you're okay with allowing them to do it. You're allowing them to inject themselves with a quote-unquote vaccine that really hasn't been tested in their age range. That's okay. Every one of these doctors pretty much says the same thing, though. The department is receiving political pressure, hard political pressure, to do the boosters and other things. Right? After these doctors left, they wrote scathing commentaries explaining why the data didn't support the authorization, the information. They laid it out. Come on, people, really. And they're willing to come on this show and other shows to discuss it. This is how crazy this is. And so why remain quiet? Right? These people speak to each other in private groups and tell you what's going on. right? The FDA's two top vaccine regulators, Dr. Marion Gruber, director of the FDA's vaccine office, and her deputy director, Dr. Philip Krause, they quit the agency over the political pressure to authorize vaccine boosters in young people. They said, we don't have the data. We can't do this. So basically, they were told to leave. Either do it or leave. It's like a scene out of a bad horror movie. I don't have it. Tammy doesn't have it. People close to us don't have it. And there's a reason for that. I don't trust the government. I'm to that point. It took me a long time to get here. Why should I trust them? They've been doing nothing but lying to us. Listen, as of February of 2022, 75% of children in the U.S. already had natural immunity from prior infections. It could easily be 90% of the children today, right? But yet they're still pushing for immunization of children, many, many who have already had it. Why? It goes against every other process that they have in place. Right? CDC's own research shows that natural immunity is better than vaccinated immunity, and a recent New England Journal of Medicine study from Israel has questioned the benefits of vaccinating previously infected persons. It's nuts. Sweden has never offered the vaccine to children under 12. Finland limits COVID vaccines to children under 12 who are at high risk only. Right? Just craziness. Craziness going somewhere to happen. They went way overboard with this, people. They lost a lot of us because of this. A lot of people are even kind of lukewarm about what they're doing and not doing. 855-732-5563. Back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's really the only way to do it. No, seriously. It truly is the only way to do it. And if you get involved and you get engaged, the nice thing about all of that, no matter what you do, is you'll have the information you need to push back on people. So years ago... We used to have people like this, and we would send them for help. We would get them the help that they needed. So Katz is out among us again. Not the way you think, though. This is quite interesting. Now, we've done this before, right? We call them trans species. But we don't call them. They call themselves trans species. And it's where they decide they live a different lifestyle. Now, many of you are glad it doesn't hurt anybody. Well, look where we're at today because nothing ever hurts anybody. Until it does. Take a listen. You'll enjoy.
Teaching you guys some ways that my friends and I meow to one another to communicate when words just seem a little... Teaching you guys some ways that my friends and I meow to one another to communicate when words just seem a little too difficult. So, here we go. Okay, so first off, we have the normal meow that we just use mostly to get each other's attention.
Meow.
Okay, then we have the dissatisfied meow. Then the...
Oh, no, no. This is real. She not... This is real. This is somebody's daughter. This is somebody who's... Nobody ever told her, knock it off. You're just being stupid.
Angry meow, but we only use this one on rare occasions, because overall we're a very happy kitten family.
Meow!
Then the happy or content meow.
Meow!
Okay, then one of the most important ones for our kitten family is the I want to go potty meow.
Are you hearing this? I want to go... My cat doesn't... Well, Tammy's cat. It doesn't let us know it has to go potty. It does it on its own. We don't do anything. Maybe she needs one of those boxes. Take a listen.
It took me a really long time to master this meow because it needs to be a really specific in order for my kittens to understand.
Meow, meow, meow.
Okay, this is the most important meow for me, and it's the I need help wiping meow.
Mm-hmm. What? I need help wiping. How many cats wipe their butts? Is there toilet paper by your litter box? Come on, this is too good.
Okay.
How do they know that that's the sound? Remember, they're in a kitten family. Does somebody actually come running up to help her? Just asking. This next one's very important. You need to listen.
And last, but definitely not least, is our in-heat meow, and we use this when we need a little bit more special kitten attention, if you know what I mean.
It's her in-heat meow. You heard me.
Meow. Meow.
I got nothing. I got nothing. I don't even know where to go with that. Are we for real? These people exist. And nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to bring it up. Because they think you're going to think they're nuts. I think we're nuts for not talking about it. Right? We've been letting them get away with too much too long. It's time. It truly is time to start pushing back. It's truly... I know you guys in the chat room are going to love that. Right? No, she is not making this stuff up as she goes. God, I'm sorry. Give me a second. We've done these before. These people are nuts. They need help. But we don't give them help. We affirm where they're at. We're doing that with everything. It's right. It's affirmation. We never want to tell a child that they're wrong for some reason. We always have to make what they're going through okay. Right? So, do you remember when Trump would go overseas and he would be dealing with foreign regimes? And one of the things he would have to deal with on a regular basis is dictators, right? And every president has decided or made up his mind on how we've only had male presidents, how he was going to deal with these dictators. Now, if you remember, his name is Max Boot. He's a columnist. Wrote an opinion piece about Donald Trump's corrupted foreign policy. How he coddles the dictators, and he abuses the allies. Now, that was November 2019. But now today he wrote a piece about Joe Biden. He said, cut Biden some slack. U.S. presidents have to deal with dictators. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? It's proof that what I keep telling you guys, it is proof that when it comes to the left, they don't play by the same rules. They don't need to play by the same rules. Apparently, they're above all of that. It's only the right that's wrong all the time. It's only the right that has an issue with them. That's it. And you guys know that's wrong. You know it's big time wrong. So, we're kind of done. You know, done with that kind of thing. You have to push back on them. No more being nice. No more play. Not that you all were, but no playing nice with these people anymore. You have to give them the hardcore facts, and you let them figure it out on their own. Most of them don't have the brain cells to figure it out on their own. Here, let's have some more fun. No, I won't subject you to another. I promise. I won't do that to you again. No, this is even better. So, remember I was talking earlier about how Pelosi started calling the blue-collar workers low-information voters. And part of that was because she was losing them. She knew she was losing them, and she didn't know how to pull them back in again. Now, it's not every day that a politician's gaffe perfectly encapsulates his or her party's growing separation from the community. We're watching this happen all the time. Jill Biden did it perfectly last week, when she said Hispanics in the United States were as distinct as bogeyness. My God. Yeah, bogeyness of the Bronx. I'm sorry. Obviously, she meant to say bodegas. She said that they were as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio. I don't know of a breakfast taco, right? I've heard of a breakfast burrito, but I've never heard of a breakfast taco. No wonder Hispanic voters are shifting so rapidly from their traditional Democratic home to the Republican Party. Already a series of local and national elections in South Texas have confirmed this trip. But one of the first people to notice it was Democratic strategist Ry Teixeira, co-author of the political classic, The Emergency Democratic Majority. When he co-authored this book back in 2002, he envisioned a Democrat domination future based on political coalition of upscale professionals. Yeah, are you hearing that? He considered it mostly upscale professionals. What he's noticed at times is that the typical conservative Hispanic attitudes are really starting to show up in the election results. They bit themselves. Really. Now, Teixeira examined several of these attitudes last week, did a long blog post on them. He compared reactions to various statements and surveys by self-described very progressive voters versus Hispanics. Boy, did he get a kick in the teeth. Right? When he asked the question, America is the greatest country in the world, voters who described themselves as strong progressives agreed with that America is not the greatest country in the world. 28% agreed that it was. Hispanics, however, took a different approach. Only 23% said it was not the greatest country, while 70% said it was. They're in trouble. They don't get it. And I'm okay with that. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Very scary story. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me. Look, head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Sign up for the weekly emails. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.